Bochus Yerushalmi corresponding to Bochus Bavli, Daf Mem Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Amud Aleph at the first Mishnah. Have you loy meliach betchila upasi moi mevachal meliach upoitias apas shapas treil loy? If they brought him salted food first and bread with it, he blesses on the salted food and exempts the bread because it's secondary to it. There are klal kolshu ikar v'imoy treila mevachal ikar upoitias treila. The general rule is if there's the ikar of the primary food and tassel, which is the secondary food, with it, he blesses on the ikar and exempts the tassel. The Gemara says, Bishmur bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonathan, Nesnaisa ad shalai lamdu sudas melachim v'mokim sh'oisim esamaliach ikar, v'mokim sh'ein oisim esamaliach ikar leibada. Bishmur bar Nachman, quoting Rav Yonathan, said that our Mishnah discusses before people became used to royal meals in which they serve salted food as a delicacy, and a place where they make the salted food the ikka, the primary part of the meal, but in a place where they don't make the salted food the ikka, then that we are not discussing. Rav Yemi b'shem Rav Pita uporo oime al apiru b'mokim she'oisin es apiru ikka, b'mokim she'ein oisin es apiru ikka leibada. Rav Yemi, quoting Rav, said that bread and piru, which is a food made from breadcrumbs, he blesses on the piru in a place where they make the piru primary ikka, but in a place where they don't make it primary, we don't say so. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Shekivmi upita oimala shekivmi v'mokim she'oisnesa shekivmi ikka v'mokim she'inoisnesa shekivmi ikka leibada. But Simon, quoting Rish Lakish, said, Shekivmi, which is made from almond, flour, and spices, and bread, he blesses on the shekivmi in a place where they make the shekivmi ikka. But in a place where they don't make the shekivmi ikka, we don't say so, rather he makes a bracha on the bread. When we come to the next Mishnah, Ochel te'inim v'anovim v'rimoinim mevorach aleihem sholesh brachos divi v'magamliel. Gamliel says that if one ate grapes, figs, or pomegranates, he says three brachas, which means he says birchas amazon on those fruits. V'chacham oimim bracha achas. And Chacham say he makes one bracha, which is a bracha me'ein sholish. V'vikiva oimim afilo ochal sholak, v'hu mezoinim v'vach alav sholish brachas. V'vikiva says even if he ate sholakos, which is cooked vegetables, and it's his primary food, he says birchas amazon on it. Hashoisem ayim l'tzamoy oimim shahakol nimidvoy. One who drinks water due to his thirst makes a bracha shahakol nimidvoy. V'itavon oimim borei nefashois v'abois v'chesoinon. V'itavon says he blesses Hashem creates many souls and their lackings. The Gemara says, Reb Simon, Reb Tadai b'shem Reb Shua, Achal b'mizrocha shal te'ina, uvale echal b'ma'arova, sarach levarech. Reb Simon, quoting Reb Tadai, quoting Reb Shua, said that if one ate on the eastern side of a fig tree and he comes out onto the western side, he has to make a new bracha. Abba ba Reb Huna, ama yayin, it should say chadosh, yayin yashon, sarach levarech. Abba ba Reb Huna said if one blessed on new wine and now wants to drink old wine, he must make a bracha b'epi agofen, because old is more important. Shuna yayin ein sarach levarech, shuna mokum sarach levarech, hithia daito kemishu shuna mokum. For a different wine, he doesn't need to bless. If he changes place, he has to bless. If he diverts his mind from drinking, it's like changing his place. Rebbe al kol chavis v'chavis shahaya p'iseach ha'im v'vach alea. Rebbe blessed on every barrel of wine that he opened. V'mahaya oimer, what did he bless? Rebbe Yitzhak Rebbe b'shem Rebbe Baruch hatoi v'meitiv. Rav Yitzhak Rebbe, quoting Rebbe, said he blesses Baruch Atoy v'Hametiv. Ma'aseh Rebbe Kiva she'asa mishta l'shimon b'noi akol chavis v'chavis shahaya p'iseach ha'im mevorech alea v'aimeh cham matava l'chai rabon l'tamidei hoin. The case occurred when Rebbe Kiva made a banquet for his son Shimon. For every barrel that he opened, he blessed on it and said, good wine for the life of Rabbonon and their Talmidim. Ha'shoisimayim l'tzamoy oimeh baruch sh'akol nirvidvaroi. The Mishnah taught that one who drinks water due to his thirst, blesses Shahakon Nivadvari. And Rav Yonah, Chut Nimei Dekorim. Rav Yonah says, Mei Dekorim is the exception since it's used as a healing. It cures constipation and diarrhea. And Rav Yosi, Olechol Mayim, Shut Sameh Lahem. Rav Yosi said, any water for which he's thirsty, he blesses on it, even if the primary reason he drinks is for healing. And Rav Avun, Hashoise, Mei Dekorim, Maru Aime, Baruch Sheba, Mei Refuis. Rav Avun says, when one drinks Mei Dekorim, what does he bless? He makes a bracha, Baruch who created waters of Refuah. Istanei Tani, Mei Dekorim, Istanei Tani, Mei Dekorim. Some teach it should say Mei Dekorim, and some say it should teach Mei Dekorim. Manda Amma Mei Dekorim, Shehen Dekrim Esamara. Manda Amma Mei Dekorim, Shehen Yotzim, Mevein Shnei Dekorim. The one who says Mei Dekorim is because it's Dekir, it pierces the gallbladder. The one who says Mei Dekorim is because it exudes from between two date trees. Had Nalach, Peret Ketzad Mevochim.